I don't even think they care about the slavery that much. They just use that word because they know it's extremely powerful and effective. I think they're taking it down because he was a Christian. I
Yeah.
think that's why they went after Lee and Jackson first, because I mean, Booker T. Washington would agree with me that they were extremely good Christians and very good influences Christian-wise
Well,
on Black Americans.
this was basically just assumed for many years. I even someone recently sent me, it was from Saddleback Church, which is Rick Warren. It's a seeker-sensitive church out in California, and they sent me one of their curriculum. Like, it was a Bible study curriculum from like 10 years ago, and it was using I believe it was Stonewall Jackson as a positive example. You have Moody Bible Institute up until very recently publishing books, Bible study material and stuff, using people like Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson as positive examples. This was something that even evangelicals were, totally fine with. And now they're pariahs. No one wants to be associated with them. It's like someone turned a light switch. It was very, very quick. And it's really, though, in elite circles. That's where it's happening. It's not like the people all changed overnight, and I still don't think they have changed. I think there's a lot of regard for Robert E. Lee, but if you let this go for too long, it does shift the opinion of even your regular, ordinary people. And Robert E. Lee, I pointed this out many times that he, this was one of the, probably there's a whole list of people that if you really wanted to fight racism or slavery or something, you would be targeting before targeting Lee. He would have been the example of someone who did not like slavery himself, was against it, manumitted his slaves. He's the one that said the ground is level at the foot of the cross right after the war, and was in favor of basically a sort of an integration in the church. I mean, he was an honorable man to pretty much everyone who knew him, North and South, and he modeled himself after George Washington. He thought he wanted to be like George Washington. You take him down, it's not a far step to taking George Washington down. George Washington wrote the British commander of New York when he left and said, "You got our slaves, bring them back. They're our property." George Washington owned slaves himself. George, I mean, if he's on our dollar bill, but I don't know how much longer he can be there. If you really want to apply the same logic you're applying to Lee, there's actually in some ways a better case you can make for taking Washington down. And once we do that, then what is the United States anymore?